The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
Because of the things that he put into your mind, the bottom line is he's found a tremendous vehicle to get his ideas into one of the holes in your body.
Well, hi once again, fans of the greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and notably psychedelia. Yours Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 483, and welcome to the very first episode of Psychedelic September for 2021. From a locked down New Zealand, I'm Phil Gray, bringing you some great obscure 60s psych tracks in this episode. And we got it underway with a band called Mouse and the... Not Mouse and the Traps, Mouse and the Boys, a group from Jacksonville, Florida, a 1968 45 on Rubaiyat Records. The A-side of this 45 was called Love is Free. We took the more interesting sounding B-side, Excedrin Headache, number 69. track appears on Psychedelic States, Florida in the 60s, Volume 1.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah. Well, we have some great global psychedelia coming up later in this episode, but for now, a band called The Hobbit. With a name like that, you might think they're from the UK. But from Phoenix, Arizona, released on Tube Records, 1967. This is the B-side of this 7-inch 45. It's called Author's Message from The Hobbit.
Thank you.
World of LSD, you will embark on the most jolting journey of your life. On your trip, you will face a lovely sort of death as you experience the ecstasies.
Feel the warmth, the texture of excitement as it grows.
The agonies.
No, the aching pain of an old love's final dying. The frustration of a new love's insatiable demanding.
And the orgies with the psychedelic revolutionaries who turn on and go out of their skulls.
The wildest of pleasures possess you. Fingers of fear mercilessly rake you.
When you see the trip, you will actually touch the scream as it crawls up the wall. Don't miss Roger Corman's The Trip, starring Peter Fonda, more shocking than Blues and the Wild Angels, and Susan Strasberg. Also starring Bruce Dern, Dennis Hopper, and Solly Soxe. The Trip from American International in psychedelic color will blow your mind.
Nothing makes it real except reality. Nothing makes it real except reality. From the throne, mingle with mortals and their lives. Harvest the crops in the spring, burn up the earth and the stars. Live in the blossom of the wood nymphs with skin so fine. Olympus stands like a rock in the sea, and nothing makes it real except reality. Mount Olympus stands like a rock in the sea, and nothing makes it real except reality. Men are immortal like us. Running away.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. You're with Psychedelic September, where we dig deep in the Retrospect catalogue for some psychedelic obscurities, and we had a set of three. The Hobbit, Author's Message, topped that set. Then Rasputin and the Mad Monks. Originally started as a four-piece in a basement in Newark, New Jersey, remained a rather obscure psychedelic band, lasted about 4 years. Two of the members went on to form a band called the Moon Balloon. Another member joined a group called the Wet Clam, both fairly short-lived acts. So Rasputin and the Mad Monks, cover of I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Then we had a band called the Flower Power. It's off a very cool comp called Beyond the Calico Wall, Rare and Unreleased 60s Classics. The Flower Power on Tune Kel Records, a 45 from 1968. The A-side is Trivialities. We had the B-side called Mount Olympus. This band, the Flower Power, formed October 67 in Gulfport, notable because band members were all aged from 15 to 17 years old.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to take a trip on an LSD sugar cube?
Retrospect. Well, here's a band out of Austin, Texas. Great band too. Just released the one LP called Power Plant. The band is the Golden Dawn, contemporaries of the 13-4 Elevators, which is very, very easy to pick when you hear them. Cool band though. The Golden Dawn, Starvation.
New album from the 13th Floor Elevators, Bow of the Woods. From one mind to another, to you, the elevators say,
I put Barnyard to scratch up a little.
Barnyard Blues. And the spirit of the elevators is living on.
In the wisdom of right, ever known, and the spirit of us living on.
It lives in the new Bull of the Woods album, available at Bay Area record shops.
Breath is complete. It won't change. It won't change.
Source for 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia.
Yeah. You gotta turn on, tune in, and drop out. Experience the mind-expanding powers of acid. It's psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
Retrospect, Psychedelic September, our first episode for this year. We had the Golden Dawn, Starvation, top of the set, then their contemporaries, the 13th Floor Elevators, off their 1969 LP, Bull of the Woods, Rose and the Thorn. Then the West Coast pop art experimental band, formed LA in 1965, off their fifth album, Where's My Daddy, released 1969. Ostensibly a concept album about a young homeless girl named Poor Patty, journeying through LA during the summer of love. So the West Coast pop art experimental band, Have You Met My Pet Pig? Then wrapping up that set, Unsettled Society from Pennellville, New York. Three singles as far as I'm aware. We took an A-side from 1971 called Rainbows from Unsettled Society.
dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Well, here's a track out of the UK from The Pretty Things, or The Electric Banana, one of their aliases, off the LP Even More Electric Banana, released 1969. So The Pretty Things anonymously recorded music for a bunch of films in the UK, some of their tracks released as The Electric Banana. This is Blow Your Mind.
Sometimes we say all drug use is a giant communist plot. Sometimes we advocate censoring the radio stations that play rock and roll songs with words and ideas we don't like. Sometimes we frantically pass laws.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Pretty sure know how to be me, don't you? You got me high.
are too special, I can't see. But you sure have got this all of me. No one takes me on a trip like you do. Honor your kiss one more time. Pretty sure know how to please me, don't you? Oh baby, don't you? Oh baby, don't you? Oh baby, don't you? Oh baby.
It's psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelia.
That's some global psychedelia from the UK, top of the set. The Pretty Things, a.k.a. The Electric Banana, Blow Your Mind. Then a band called Science Poption off an LP called Stora Popboxen Zvink Pop 1964 to 1969. This compilation, including Science Poption. The band was from Sweden. This is a 1966 release. 45 RPM single, the A-side. You've Got Me High. From Sweden, Science Poption. Then an obscurity out of Munich. The band is called The Sub. Formed 1970, apparently. Although they must have formed earlier than that because the release we had was from 1969 on Rex Records. So let's say they actually formed 1969. I believe they only lasted till 71. So Rex Records release, 7-inch 45, called Ma Marijuana.
Big surge in New Zealand, so you know it's terrible. We don't want that.
Well, let's head over to El Salvador. Los Intocables is the name of the band. Que Difícil Es, the song, cover of a track from the Tremolos, What a State I'm In. So El Salvador's Los Intocables from 1968.
Every day in the week, I'll be if I see thee. If I see the road, people try to pull me down. That
talk about it like I don't. Talking about clothes, are we? But they're only alright. There's one respect. Hey, that's why you can hold me down. I don't want me down. I got to move on. I'm so big. I know it loves me. So big. Right, stop it. So big. I can't stay. I got to go away right now. Yeah. All right. Listen to this, baby. I wanna hear and wanna say. Try to keep me in a glass cage. But they're only alright. It's so easy to break. I could stop tired, I could hop. I could be mad and cut it or run it home. That's when I got to move before I got to cage. Hey, that's why. Listen to me, baby. You can hold me down. I don't want me to lie down. I got to be free. I said, Sophie, I love and love me. Sophie, let's preach. Sophie, I can't stay. I got to get to get to go away. Yeah. Ow. Tommy Roos, baby.
Three more Global Psych tracks, Los Intocables, The Untouchables in English, Que Difícil Es out of El Salvador. Then Yuya Uchida and The Flowers out of Japan. Later, The Flower Travelin' Band, both bands fronted by Yuya Uchida. We had Stone Free from Hendrix. One of the cover versions included on their Flower Travelin' Band album, released 1969. Also covers from Cream, Big Brother and the Holding Company, and Jefferson Airplane. Great album. So apparently Yuya Uchida had been over to London in 1967 and seen Hendrix play and was shocked, but went back to Japan wanting to replicate what he had seen. So legend of Japanese music, Yuya Uchida, covering Stone Free from Jimi Hendrix, then wrapping the set, Les Brummels. It was a 45 released in Belgium on Contact. Les Brummels with Boff out of Belgium. Bringing us to the end of the first Psychedelic September episode for 2021. Always enjoy doing these episodes. Let's we dig deep in our collection. Final track, Obscurity, off a comp called Turkish Delights. The band is called Bay Bon La. You can see them up on our Instagram and Facebook. This track is called Nenny. Hope you'll join me next week for more great psychedelic deep cuts. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Psychedelic September on Retrospect. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram.
And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Am I supposed to be a big fan? It's fine, but it's really not appropriate.